哥林多后书。
We will read two scriptures this morning, 2 Corinthians.
第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
还是请我们大家一起来读。
Let us read together.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。这里的圣洁应该翻作单纯。
Here the holiness should be translated as simplicity.
我们再读第十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
第二节、第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫。要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督，我只怕你们的心或偏斜，失去那向基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。这里说的说这纯一，也是指的单纯说的。
And here we see the word simplicity.
我们圣经啊，就读到这里。
This is our scripture reading this morning.
当我们读第一处圣经的时候
，When we read read the first portion of scripture，
我相信有的弟兄姊妹会想起去年四月份的时候，哎，物质弟兄到这里来有一次的聚会。
Some brother and sister might remember the time several years ago in April when Brother Michael Woods was here.
去年。
Last year.
那次聚会给我印象很深刻。
That meeting left a deep impression in my heart.
那么虽然过了一年多了，但是还常常想到那次聚会他所讲的。
Even after a year, I often remember the message given.
当然他在聚会中间那三次的聚会，每次聚会我都很注意的听。
In the three meetings that we had, every time I paid close attention.
我记得最末了一次他讲完之后，我就上去跟他握一握手。
I remember after the last meeting was ended, I went up there and shook hands with him.
这个眼睛里头含着眼泪，用我那个很破的英文的对他讲话。
With tears in my eyes, I spoke to him with my very poor English.
你讲的正是我们所需要的。
I told him that what you spoke to us is what we need.
我不能再说很多的话。
I couldn't express anymore.
一方面英文也不够。
Because I do not have enough English vocabulary.
第二方面我知道我再说下去的话，眼泪就会流下来。
And also I know if I say any more, my tear will fall down.
好像在人面前不大好意思的。
And I'm kind of embarrassed to shed tear before him.
不过那是我心里头很有感触。
But that time, the message truly touched my heart.
因为到那几天聚会里，一直想到那以往写的事。
During the meeting, I constantly reflect on the things that had passed.
当我得救之后，有一段时间，那么有弟兄们就带我到一个聚会里面去。
After I was saved, after a while, a brother led me to another place for meeting.
在那个聚会里面，我里头感觉就很深刻。
And that particular gathering left a very deep impression in my heart.
一方面感觉到那弟兄姊妹相爱的光景。
On one hand, I can see how brother and sister truly love one another. 叫
一个年轻的人心里头很能得到那个温暖。
And that was that gave a young person a warm feeling in his heart.
另外一方面，和他们接触的时候，就是他们非常的单纯。
Another side is when I.An encounter with them, fellowship with them, I discovered that they are very simple.
特别我所接触的那几位年长的弟兄姊妹。
Especially the elderly brother and sister there.
那叫我里头非常的受感动。
And it truly moved my heart.
尤其是有一位年长的姊妹。
especially one particular elderly sister.
那我们若是有什么难处，有什么问题，我们都会去找她呢。
If we have any problems or any questions, we will always go to her.
虽然她是一位年长的。
Although she is elderly.
她也是那个属灵生命，非常的深。
And her, she has a real depth of spiritual life.
我们是刚刚得救的，在基督里做婴孩的。
We were just babe at that time in Christ.
但是对他们那没有什么惧怕。
But we have no fear towards them.
和他们在一起谈话的时候，总是觉得非常可亲可近。
When we are fellowship with these saints, we always felt that they're so easy to get along.
把心里话语都告诉他们。
And we can share freely our feelings.
有什么难处，我们就去找他们交通交通。
Whenever we have problems, we go to them to share the fellowship.
印象里头，我记得每一次跟他交通的时候。
And in my impression that every time I fellowship with her,
特别我问到一些的问题
especially when I ask some questions.
在学校里我们也有当服侍
In the college, we also have some ministry.
那么在那服侍当中，当然也有许多的难处
And we have encountered problems there.
那我们把这难处去这个请教她的时候
Every time we bring this problem to her and ask her,
她差不多都是没有给我们清楚的答案。
She never gave us a definite answer.
她不会告诉我们说你应该这样，你应该那样。
She won't tell you you should do this or do that.
或者你该怎样怎样。
Or what should you do?
这种情形是我们所盼望的。
Of course, those are the answer we're looking for.
但是每一次我们都不会的很爽快的从她口里得到一个答案。
But she never gave us a clear answer each time.
或者是你说做的对或者不对。
And she won't tell us if what you have done was right or wrong.
不会这样告诉我。
She won't do that.
那么她总是一句话就是说，那你的以你里面感觉怎样？
She always asks you, what do you feel in your heart?
那么，有的时候呢会有感觉，有时大部分呢是没有什么感觉的。
Sometimes we will have some feeling in our heart, but most of the time we don't have anything.
那我就说没有什么感觉。
We'll say we don't feel anything.
她就说好，那我们祷告。
And she said, okay, then we will pray.
那么她就跟我们一块祷告。
And she will pray with us.
祷告完之后呢，再问你的感觉怎样
？After prayer, she says, "What do you feel in your heart?"
那么，若是再没有感觉的话，我们还要祷告的。
If you still did not feel anything, then we have to pray again.
所以虽然有一点点感觉，我说我里头感觉怎样怎样。
So even with just a little feeling in our heart, we will always tell her what we feel.
差不多，说你就照着你的感觉就行。
She would say, "Do according to your heart."
所以你看见他们的答案呢，都是很简单的。
So you see that all their answers are very simple.
他不会给你讲一篇道理。
She would not preach to you.
也不会给你有许多的教训。
She would not give you a lot of teaching.
他只问一件事，你的感觉如何
？She only asks one question. What do you feel in your heart?
到末了说，你就照着你感觉去行。
At the end, you do according to what you felt in your heart.
那么弟兄姊妹，这什么意思
？But sister, what does that mean?
我想我们蒙恩得救的，我们都懂得这件事。
After we're saved, we all understand this.
因为我们得救之后，主不仅是救了我们
，The Lord has saved us.
他赦免了我们的罪
，He has forgiven our sins.
也把我们一切的不义都给我们洗干净了
，He has cleansed all unrighteousness.
并且他自己就住在我们里面
，And then He also lives in our heart.
他在我们里面是活的。
He is living in our heart.
他在凡事上会教导我们。
And he will teach us in all things.
就像希伯来书那第八章所说的。
Just like Hebrew chapter 8.
我们个人不必教导自己邻舍。
We don't need to be teaching our neighbors.
说你该这样认识主。
That how you should know the Lord.
你们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Because from the youngest to the oldest, you shall all know the Lord.
我们怎么会认识主？
How do we know the Lord?
我们里面知道。
Our heart knows.
在我们里面，主在我们里面。
The Lord is within us.
当我们和主在接触的时候，我们知道这位主是这样的一位。
When we encounter the Lord, we will know Him.
我们也知道什么是他所喜欢，他们所不喜欢的。
We also know what He desires and what He does not.
我们知道他的心如何。
We know His heart.
我们里面知道。
Our heart knows.
那么许多时候，我们里头不清楚，就是我们和主的关系疏远了。
Many times when we are unclear in our heart, it's because our relationship, we have distanced ourselves from the Lord.
他就带我们在祷告。
And so she guides us to pray.
就把我们再带到主的跟前了。
To bring us before the Lord.
当我们和主在接触的时候。
And when we touch the Lord.
那么里头就有一点点微小的光。
We have a little bit light in our heart.
有一点微弱的感觉。
We have a weak feeling in our heart.
那么他就说，你就照着你的感觉去做。
And she says, do according to that feeling.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等单纯的。
This is so simple.
她不是在那儿讲一些道。
She's not teaching.
也不是在那儿责备。
She's not rebuking.
她还是把你带到主的跟前。
But she simply brings you before the Lord.
让你看见那个主的意思如何。
She wants you to see what the Lord's desire is.
你只要在那儿跟随主。
All you have to do is follow.
她知道一件事。
She knows one thing.
你已经得救了。
You are saved.
主已经在你里面了。
The Lord is within you.
主会在凡事上教训你的。
And the Lord will teach you in all things.
所以你不需要得到许多的教训。
So you don't need to have any more teachings.
会指示你。
Because the Lord will show you.
也会给你感觉。
She will also move you.
你到底该怎样行。
And tell you what to do.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是他们的答案。
One sister, that is their answer.
那么这也是他们的生活，他们的行事为人。
That is also their principle for living.
他们是活在那个基督单纯的里面。
They live in the simplicity of Christ.
他们总是把人带到主的跟前来。
They always bring man before the Lord.
让人在那儿和主有接触。
So that man can touch the Lord himself.
让人在那儿认识我们，认识主。
And that they can know the Lord.
让人在那儿能够明白那个主的心意。
The man can understand the desire of God.
然后能照着去行。
And do accordingly.
你知道一件事情。
You know one thing.
当人教导我们和主在教导我们有点不相同。
The man's teaching is different than the Lord's teaching.
虽然可能教导的是一样的。
Maybe the teachings are the same.
也可能话语都差不多。
And the words are the same.
但是人在外面教导，他里头没有力量。
But when man is teaching from the outside, there's no strength in him.
主在里面教导，他里头有力量。
But when the Lord is teaching from the inside,
当主在里面说话说话的时候
，When the Lord is speaking,
我们这样，我们就要肯愿意顺服。
We just need to be willing to be obedient.
他里面就有力量，使我们能顺服。
And then He will give us the strength to submit.
里头有力量，使我能照着主所说的去行。
He will give us the strength inwardly so that we can do according to His word. 但是
外面的教导，
But man's teaching will not be the same.
有时候我们也听不进去。
And sometimes we can't even accept the words.
那听是听见了，我们也不明白。
We can hear the words, yet we do not understand.
就是明白了之后，我们也不愿意去行。
Even if we do understand, we are not willing to follow.
我们愿意去行，但是力不从心。
And sometimes we're willing to follow, yet we have no strength.
里头没有力量。
We have no strength in our
life. 这是非常宝贝的一件事。
But sister, this is a very precious thing.
主在我们里面。
The Lord lives in us.
他在凡事上都教导我们。
And He will teach us in all things.
我们要像我们弟兄姊妹那样。
We need to be like that.
所以他们这种单纯叫非常受吸引。
And their simplicity truly attracted me.
那我就从其他聚会里头，我就到他们那去聚会去了。
So gradually I changed my meeting place and start fellowship with them.
按聚会来说呢，那赶不上别的地方活泼。
And their meeting is not as lively as other places.
我记得我在别的地方聚会的时候啊，讲这个传道人讲一讲，然后就唱唱诗歌。
I remember in my old meeting place, the preacher will say something, and then we will have some singing.
再讲一讲，又唱诗歌。
And then they will share a little bit more, and then we have more songs.
他们很会唱诗的。
They truly know how to sing.
不需要选哪一首诗歌。
They don't need to select any numbers.
正在讲的时候，忽然间。他就唱起诗歌来了。
Just when he was preaching, he was all sudden start singing.
大家就跟着唱。
And then every one of us will echo.
所以，聚会里不大容易打瞌睡。
So you will not fall asleep in that meeting.
因为你正要正疲倦的时候，就在那唱诗歌了。
Just when you're about to doze off, he starts singing.
而到弟兄姊妹中间去聚会的时候呢
？But when I changed to this particular place,
那聚会好长。
The meeting seemed very long.
差不多开头一两首诗歌，然后有点祷告，然后就开始讲了。
In the beginning, we had about two songs, and then we had a prayer, and then we started preaching.
要讲一个半钟点。
They preach at least an hour and a half.
那么，但若是你不习惯的话，那这聚会太长了。
So if you're not used to, then the meeting seems too long.
讲的那个太久了。
And the sharing is too long.
不像那个聚会轻，不像其他地方活泼。
It's not as lively as other places.
但是很奇妙，在那里能够碰到生命。
But amazing, I can touch life.
我开头听一位姓陈的弟兄讲道。
In the beginning, I will hear a brother Chen.
那个弟兄啊，那说话有点不方便。
And it was very difficult for him to speak.
虽然他是这样。
Although he is like that.
但是那个话里有生命。
But there is life in his words.
叫你里面得到供应。
And that you will be provided.
那个生命，它不仅是这个让我们感觉到并且存在里面。
Not only you can feel the life within him, but you can keep the life.
聚会完会之后回去，那个东西还在里头。
After the meeting, when you go home, that thing is still in your heart.
就好像那个汽车加了油一样。
Just like your car has been filled up with gas.
里面就有一个力量。
You have power.
那第一天很好，第二天也很好，第三天还不错。
This this strength will sustain you for the first day, second day, or the third day.
慢慢这个汽油就用尽了。
And gradually you use up all your gasoline.
所以到了第五天，到了礼拜五、礼拜六想，哎呀，快点来机会，我要去。
Comes Friday and Saturday, you said, I wish Sunday would come sooner so I can go to the meeting.
再去加油。
I can go back and fill up again.
再去那个充电。
I can be recharged.
好让这一个礼拜能够来使用。
So that I can use again for the following week.
也不是任何人来劝我们一定要参加聚会。
No one that really come to us and say you have to come to this meeting.
里头有个吸引的力量。
But in this meeting there is attracting power.
那个话里有生命之外。
Besides the life in the word,
那个整个聚会里头都满了主的同在。
The entire meeting place is filled with God's presence.
那你说有没有打瞌睡的呢？
You said anyone falling asleep there?
也有打瞌睡的。
There's some.
因为我在旁边那个人呢是挤得满满的。
Because the entire place was filled with people.
连那个走路的地方都坐满了人。
Even all the aisles are filled with people.
就呢有人打瞌睡也没法出去的。
Even if you're falling asleep, you doze off, you cannot leave the place.
因为你一出去大家都要站起来。
If you want to leave, everyone will have to stand up.
所以大家也就只好在那里忍受。
And so you just have to stay there.
有特别是年长的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for the elderly.
也许那个精神身体都来不及。
They don't have enough energy for so long.
他们听着听着他们就在打瞌睡。
And gradually they will doze off.
但是这并不影响我。
But that doesn't bother me.
我还是从里面这慢要从里头吸取那个主的话语。
I can still, I still want to, take in the word of God.
那个话是很对我很新鲜。
And the words are so fresh to me.
那话里面还有生命。
And plus the life that comes with the word.
我很喜欢那个机会。
So I really like that meeting.
亲爱的，这是 title 的时候。
This is the beginning condition.
以后。
After a while,
主也呼召我出来服侍主。
The Lord also called me to serve him.
到现在差不多有四十多年的时间。
Now it's been almost 40 years.
相当长的时间。
It's a long time.
在这么长的时间当中，许多的经过。
And in such a long period of time, I experienced a lot.
实在我觉得非常亏欠主。
And I really felt that I come short of God.
没有当然为主做什么事。
Because I have not done much for him.
但是有一件事，经过这么长的时间，总是有一些的那个情形是我知道的。
And there are some things I know in my heart.
那么有一种情形是什么情形呢？
There are some conditions I know.
常常还有一个聚会那兴起来的。
I often see a meeting beginning to grow.
在开头的时候人数比较少一点。
In the beginning, maybe there are few in numbers.
工作也不够稳定。
And the work is not stable.
也没有什么那个安定的那个聚会的场所。
Maybe they don't even have a fixed gathering place.
就是有个地方的话，也是在家里头一个很小的地方。
And most meetings start from a home or family.
这个时候，那弟兄姊妹心都是非常很单纯的。
And at that time, the hearts of brothers and sisters are very pure.
大家都在依靠主。
Everyone rely upon the Lord.
仰望主。
We look up to the Lord.
因为所有的盼望、所有的帮助都在于主。
Because our help comes from Him.
所以这个时候呢，那就比较单纯一点。
So at that time, everybody's heart is very simple.
在聚会里面，主的同在也比较浓厚一点。
And the presence of the Lord is also very thick.
那弟兄姊妹相亲相爱的光景也比较真实一点。
And the brother and sister also loved each other more.
慢慢这个聚会就人数多起来了。
Gradually you will see that the meeting begins to grow.
那聚会的地方也扩大了。
And we expanded our gathering place.
那也有了那个自己聚会的地方。
We have our own place to gather.
然后这个时候啊，就相当的有点危险。
At this time it's a dangerous time.
就是慢慢的，虽然外面工作是扩展了
，although the outward work has been expanded，
人数是增加了
，and the number of people increased。
所以按照从外面来看呢
，and from the outside，
好像还有主的祝福
，it seems that we can see the blessing of the Lord，
还有成就
，it seems that we're successful in something。
但是若是你从里面来看呢
，but when you look from the inside，
那一个见证的光啊，渐渐的就减少了。
The light of testimony began to dim.
那个主的同在的味道就渐渐就减少了。
The presence of the Lord began to thin out.
直等到一个时候。
Until one time.
那么当然也需要也可能有好长的一段时间。
Maybe it's a longer period of time.
那么这个整个聚会情形啊，那个属灵的世界都失掉了。
We begin to lose out the spiritual reality.
不是那个道理改变了。
It's not the doctrine has changed.
道理还是很纯粹的道理。
And the doctrine is still pure.
还是讲圣经的话语。
We still talk about things from the Bible.
没有像哥林多教会他们那样子另外传一个耶稣。
We're not like the church in Corinth that they began to preach another Jesus.
传同样的一位耶稣。
We still preach the same Jesus.
也没有像他们那样另外受过灵。
We're not like the church at Corinth that we have another spirit.
同样的圣灵。
We still have the same Holy Spirit.
也没有另外传一种的福音。
We do not preach another gospel.
福音完全是正确的。
The gospel is still accurate.
但是主的同在介绍。
But why is that the presence of the Lord decreased?
就渐渐的光啊，就渐渐的暗淡下来。
Why is the light of testimony beginning to be?
从外面来还看还是很热闹。
From the outside, we're still excited.
并且人数越多，越过越多。
And the number of people increased.
大弟兄姊妹都很喜欢。
And everyone is happy in their heart.
当然，人数若只有小毛三毛三只两只的话呢，那么大家的心情就会冷淡下来了。
Many times we think that if there's only two or three here, then our heart will grow cold.
那时候一聚会就三五百人在一块聚会。
But if every time we meet, there's 300 or 500 people.
那么还要增加，还要多。
And then we keep on increasing.
大家心情都高兴起来了。
And everyone is happy.
主实在祝福我们。
We think that the Lord is blessing us.
但是，若是你注意里面的感觉的话
，But if you notice the inner feeling,
你就觉得那个主的同在介绍。
You will feel that the presence of the Lord has increased.
开头我不知道到底为着什么缘故。
In the beginning, I did not understand why this condition exists.
也有弟兄姊妹、弟兄们为我们解释这个问题。
And some brother tried to explain to us.
因为什么缘故
？They tried to explain why.
因为人数增加的太快了。
They said it's because the number grew too quickly.
属灵的生命啊，不够那儿的丰富。
And the spiritual life is not full.
所以呢，那么聚会当中啊，主的同在就会减少一点。
Therefore, the God's presence will decrease amongst us.
就好像这个一茶杯的这个水糖水。
Just like one cup of sugar water.
那你尝起来蛮甜的。
When you taste it, it's sweet.
如果说把这个一茶杯水啊倒这个一大桶水里面。
But if you dump this cup of sweet water into a bucket.
那个水啊就淡淡了，不大甜了。
And mixing with the bucket water, then it's not as sweet.
这也很有道理的。
I thought, well, that makes
sense. 所以我也很解释。
So I took the explanation.
以后一个机会，另外一个机会。
But after I seen one meeting like this and another meeting like that, another meeting is revived by the Lord. In the beginning, the same situation.
慢慢也像那个发展也是如此。
Gradually, it progressed the same way.
人数增加了。
People increase.
那个聚会地方也稳定了。
We have a stable place together.
渐渐主的同在又减少了。
And then gradually, the Lord's presence decreased.
那么经过这几个聚会之后
，After several meetings like this,
发现一件事
，I discovered one thing，
看见不是那个主在改变
，It is not that the Lord has changed，
也不是主的丰富不够
，It's not that His fullness is not abundant，
他实在是极其丰富的
，Because He is so full，
两三个人可以吃饱
，Two or three can be fed，
五千个人也可以吃饱
，5,000 also can be fed，
那并且还有余剩。
And then there will still be left over.
那并且没有遇到五千人的缘故啊，那么大家只分一点点。
It is not because there's 5,000 that everyone only get a little bit of the Lord.
因为我们的主他的丰富那是没有限量的。
Because our Lord's abundance is limitless.
那是为什么我们讲的主还是一位？
Then why is it that we still preach the same Lord?
我们所传的道还是一样。
We still preach the same way.
我们的侍奉还是那样热切。
We still serve the Lord with the same enthusiasm.
一直在有开展。
Our work continues to grow.
人数那个不断的增加。
Our number continues to grow.
为什么主的同在会减少
？Why is it that the Lord's presence will decrease?
那主的光，见证的光会暗淡。
Why is it that His light of testimony will dim?
慢慢。
Gradually.
我就发现一件事。
I discover one thing.
不是引导主的缘故。
It is not because of the Lord.
那是引导我们的缘故。
It is because of us.
我们开始的时候，我们是那样单单的依靠主。
In the beginning, we trust the Lord so simply.
除了主之外。
Besides Lord,
我们没有所求的。
We have nothing.
也没有所要的。
We don't ask for anything.
等到慢慢人数增加了。
But as the number of people grow.
慢慢工作有成就了。
And you have some accomplishment in your work.
在我们心里，我们向主就不是那单纯。
In our heart, we're no longer asking for
the Lord. 我们除了主之外，我们还有其他东西。
Besides the Lord, we still have something else.
那是我们所爱慕的。
That we love.
是我们所宝贵的。
There's still something else.
也是我们所依靠的。
There's still something else we rely upon.
也是我们所看重的。
And then we emphasize.
许许多组织外动机跑进来了。
Many things that other than the Lord had entered into our hearts.
当然，若是罪恶跑进来，我们都知道。
Of course, if sin had entered, we would know.
这个是不可以的。
We would say this is not.
我们不能够容许那个罪在我们中间。
We would forbid that sin comes into our hearts.
世界的办法跑进来，我们也晓得一点点。
If the worldly method comes into our heart, we also know that.
因为这个是世界的方法，这个不是主的方法。
Because we would know that that's the worldly method is different than the Lord.
不是因着这原因。
当然，
有的也是有这种原因。
Of course, some meetings are
due to 一个最大的问题。
But the greatest
problem, 最大的难处
the greatest
在我们身上，就我们这个人不单纯了。
Is that we are not simple.
我们这个人变得复杂了。
We become complex.
我们在主中有所要求，有所贪恋。
Besides, Lord, we still love something else.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个主的同在就减少。
And sister, that's why the Lord's presence.
自然而然，主的荣耀也渐渐的。
And naturally, his glory would disappear.
这是非常可悲的一件事情。
This is a very pathetic thing.
所以当我们弟兄讲的时候
，When our brother was sharing with us,
一面听一面回想到以往的许许多的事情。
As I was listening, I also reflect upon all these other places.
我看见难处不在我们的主。
I discovered the problem is not of our Lord.
那是在我们。在
But the problem is with us.
也不在于我们的软弱。
It is not because we're
weak. 也不在于我们的幼稚。
It is not because we're young.
也不在于我们知识不够。
It is not because we do not have enough knowledge.
许多时候我们知识很丰富。
Many times we have a lot of knowledge.
很多时候我们好像也有点属灵的长进。
Many times we do have some spiritual growth.
我们对主认识也增加了。
We do have increased knowledge of the Lord.
所以我们讲出的话语啊，人家都说这话很特别。
And so when we speak, people will say, well, these words sound special.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这个人改变了。
We have changed.
我们的心改变了。
Our hearts have changed.
我们失去了向着基督那个纯单纯那个清洁的心。
We have lost that simple and pure heart.
就好像那个蛇引诱夏娃一样。
Just like the serpent.
抬头他们。依靠主的自己。
Just like Eve had fallen into the cunning of the serpent.
她受试探的时候，她受试探的时候
，When she was tested,
她就看见那个果子和悦人的眼目。
She saw that the fruit was beautiful to the eye.
并且吃了之后还能够叫人有智慧。
And after she tasted, the fruit gave her wisdom.
可以明白善恶。
That she can tell from right or wrong.
他们就把果子那个摘下来吃了。
So she picked the fruit and ate it.
心当然离开了主。
And her heart left the Lord.
向主不是那样单纯。
Her heart is no longer pure.
不是那样清洁。
It's no longer simple.
除之外有所贪恋。
Besides the Lord, there's something else she loves.
羡慕那个地上的荣耀。
She desires the glory of the world.
羡慕那个不是那个悦人的眼目。
She desires the beauty of the fruit.
也羡慕要得了智慧。
And she also desires after the wisdom.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的心意改变的时候。
When our hearts change.
那我们就看见慢慢的主就在失去了。
We discovered we will begin to
lose the Lord.可怕的一件事。
And this is a very fearful thing.
所以保罗对哥林多教会说：“我只怕你们的心或偏一些。”
And so Paul told the church at Corinth, says, I am afraid for your heart has turned to evil.
失去了向着基督那个单纯的清洁的心。
You have lost that simple and pure devotion heart to Christ.
所以当我们弟兄在讲完之后
，After our brother shared,
我里头是很受。很被摸着。
My heart was truly touched.
所以我对他说，这是我们所需要。
That's what I told him that this is the words that we need.
这是我们每一个人所需要。
That's a word that everyone.
我们要保守，我们有一个纯洁的心。
We need to treasure that simple and pure.
保守我们向着主有个单纯的心。
We need to treasure that simple and pure devotion to the Lord.
不管外面环境是怎样改变。
No matter how outward circumstances change,
也不管外面的祝福是多丰富。
No matter how the blessings we
receive from
the outside, 让我们的
心那个单纯向着主。
But our heart should be simple to our
Lord. 只有他是我们所依靠的。
Only Him is what we
只有他
only He is the one that we rely upon.
他是我们所爱慕的。
Only He is the one that we desire.
只有他是我们所宝贵的。
Only He is the one that we treasure.
只有他是我们的主人。
And He is our master.
我们在要听他。
We want to listen to Him.
正像我们的姊妹说帮别人的帮助。
Just like our sister, how she helped other people.
不是要讲许多道理，让你知道他的知识怎样丰富。
She does not tell you anything to show off her knowledge.
也不是要表现她多有那个属灵的权柄。
Or she does not show you what kind of spiritual authority she possesses.
她乃是把你带到主的跟前。
But she brings you to the Lord.
主这样说的。
What does the Lord say?
那么如果你不清楚
If you're not clear,
他早把你带得和主更近一点
She will bring you even closer to the Lord.
主怎样说的
And ask you again, what does the Lord say?
然后你照着主说的说的去行
Then you do accordingly.
亲爱的兄弟们
sisters,
这是何等的单纯
This is so simple.
所以做基督徒并不是难的一件事
So to be a Christian is not a typical matter.
不需要那里复杂
It is not complicated.
我们只要认定一件事
We only need to know one thing.
在凡事的认定主耶稣基督
That acknowledge him in everything.
他怎么样说的
What does he say?
他的心如何
What is his heart
我们只要在那跟随他
We just need to follow.
依靠他
And rely upon him.
哦，亲爱的兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
你就看见主的同在要充满在我们中间
Then you will see that his presence shall fill you.
主的荣耀和主的见证能在这里得到彰显
His glory and his testimony can be manifested here.
我就想到在这个圣经里面两章圣经
I remember two scriptures in the Bible.
头一章圣经呢是在创世纪第二章
The first is in Genesis chapter 2.
第二章圣经呢是在启示录最末了一章
And the other is at the last chapter of Revelation.
那么这两章圣经呢是遥遥相对的
And these two chapters are related.
若是你把这两章圣经在读过之后
After you have read these two chapters,
你就看见里面所讲的事情都差不多
You will discover the content is about the same.
在创世纪第二章那里说到神在东方就立了一个园子叫伊甸园
And in chapter 2, you see that God has set a garden in the east that's called Garden of Eden.
在园子当中有生命树，有善恶知识树。
In the garden, we have the tree of life and tree of knowledge.
在那里也有河流流出来。
And then we also see a river there.
以后就分到四道。
And then the river is divided into four.
并且那么这个在那个河的那个下游。
And at the bottom of the river,
那里有金子，有金金，有珍珠，有宝石。
You see a gold, pearl, and precious stones.
可能很多。
Maybe there are many.
你若是去捡起的话，会不会捡到好多好多的
？If you go there to pick them, you probably will find a lot.
这伊甸园实在很丰富的。
So the Garden of Eden is very abundant.
除了这些之外，还有各样树木长起来。
And besides these, there are all sorts of trees growing in the garden.
一面可以悦人的眼目。
They're beautiful to the eye.
也能够做人的食物。
They can also become food.
那么这是那个创世纪第二章。
This is Genesis chapter 2.
那么到了启示录末了一章呢
？When you come to the last chapter of Revelation.
那么特别是末了两章。
Especially the last two chapters.
它也给我们看见一个新耶路撒冷城。
We begin to see a new city of Jerusalem.
那么这新耶路撒冷城，它用什么东西建造起来的呢
？And how do you build this new Jerusalem?
也是用金金、用珍珠、用宝石。
You also use such material as gold, pearl, and precious stone.
那除了这些材料之外，没有其他材料。
And besides on these materials, you do not find anything else.
那找不到砖头，也找不到木头的。
You cannot find bricks or wood.
那只有这三种材料。
Only these three materials.
金金、珍珠、宝石。
Gold, pearl, and precious stone.
和伊甸园的一式一样的。
It's the same material you find in the Garden of Eden.
这样有生命树，在那里也有生命树。
You find the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. You also find the tree of life here.
有一个河流，在那里也有河流。
There's a river in the Garden of Eden, also a river here.
大体上都差不多。
Overall, you see the almost the same picture.
但是有一件事是完全不同的一件事。
But one thing is totally different.
当你在创世纪在伊甸园里面，你看见那许多宝贵的材料。
In the Garden of Eden, you see all these precious material.
都是散在那个河的下游。
They're all loosely scattered.
所以到那里你可以去捡的。
So when you go there, you can pick them up.
你会捡到金金，也可以捡到珍珠，也可以捡到各种宝石。
You can pick gold, you can pick pearl or precious stone.
而在新耶路撒冷呢，就完全不同了。
But in the New Jerusalem, it's different.
这些材料都被建立起来。
These materials have all been built together.
而成了一座的城。
And become a city.
那么在那里有这个金金街道。
Here you see the golden street.
在那里还有这个那个碧玉城墙。
And you see a wall built of precious stone.
那个城墙的根基也是各种宝石在那建立起来的。
And the foundation of the city is also out of precious stone.
在那里有12座门。
You see 12 gates.
每一座门都是一个大珍珠。
Every gate is one big pearl.
所以你看见在新耶路撒冷它也是用这三种材料在那建立起来。
So you see the whole, New Jerusalem is also built from the same material.
所以不同的就是在伊甸园里乃是散在那个地方。
The difference is in the Garden of Eden, they're loosely scattered.
是零零碎碎的。
They're everywhere.
而在那个新耶路撒冷是被建立起来。
But in the New Jerusalem, they're built together.
它成了一座坚固稳定的一座城。
It is a strong city.
也成了一个联络整齐的一座城。
It is also a unified city.
那你在伊甸园里面。
In the Garden of Eden.
神有的时候会到伊甸园里去的。
Sometimes God will visit there.
因为这是耶和华的园子。
Because that's the garden for our Lord.
他很可能常常到那去散散步。
Maybe he go there to take a walk.
也那么也有在那里也有亚当夏娃他所造的是他所喜欢的。
And he also likes the Adam and Eve which he had created.
有时候他到那里去访问访问他们。
Sometimes he will go there to visit them.
也和他们这样讲讲话。
And talk with them.
那么在那个新耶路撒冷呢？
But what about the new city of Jerusalem?
你看见那一座城不仅是一座城，那一座城要成了神的居所。
You see that the New Jerusalem has become the dwelling place of God.
神是住在人的中间。
God lives amongst men.
神就住在新耶路撒冷城里面。
God lives in New Jerusalem.
在那里有神的宝座。
There you see His throne.
在城的中心有神和羔羊的宝座。
In the center of the city, you see the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb.
住在那地方。
Lord not only lives there.
神也在那掌权，管理一切的事物。
God also reigned from there.
所以你看见，那情景完全不一样。
So you see, it is totally different picture.
伊甸园好是很好。
The Garden of Eden is.
但有时候你会碰到神的。
But sometimes you will meet the Lord there.
有时候赶不巧的话，就碰不到了。
But when you miss the chance, you will not see him.
但是心有上了不然。
But it's different in New Jerusalem.
你什么时候他都在那里。
Whenever you go, he will be there.
因为那就是他的家。
Because that's his dwelling place.
那就是他宝座所在之地。
That is where he has set his throne.
你说为什么会这种样子？
He said, why is it?
弟兄姊妹，那个原因到底是什么地方？
Why is, what is the reason?
那个原因就出在那个树的上面。
And the difference is because of the tree.
在伊甸园里有生命树。
In the Garden of Eden, there is a tree of life.
除了生命树之外，还有一个叫善恶知识树。
But besides that tree of life, there is another tree called the knowledge of good and evil.
能够分辨善恶。
That tree can tell good and evil.
能够知道是非。
That tree can tell right and wrong.
这个不是罪。
That is not sin.
这也是在世人看是很好的一件事。
To the world, this is also a good thing.
你能够分辨善恶。
You are a person who can discern good and evil.
知道什么是对，什么是不对的。
You can discern what is right
and
wrong.
你也在那里能够分辨是非。
You can also discern
知道什么是好的，什么是不好的。
You know what is good and what is not good.
这个是人的聪明。
This is our wisdom.
这个是人的智慧。
This is man's wisdom.
这个不能说是犯罪的一件事。
You cannot say that this is sin.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你在伊甸园里头有着两棵树。
In the Garden of Eden, there's two trees. 所以
你看见什么都是散的。
You see, everything
那个河流也分了四大。
Even the river is
下游那些宝贵的材料都是散在那个地方。
The precious materials are all scattered.
没有被建立起来。
They're not built
together. 也不能成为神的家。
They cannot become a dwelling place.
不能成为神宝座所在之地。
He cannot set his throne there.
而在新耶路撒冷就不然。
But in the New Jerusalem, it's
在那有生命树。
There is a tree of life.
而善恶树、善恶之树在那没有地位。
And there is, you cannot find the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
你找不到善恶之树。
You cannot find that tree.
那里只有那个生命树。
There you only find the tree of life.
从那个树那里就流出，从那宝座那里就流出一道河流来。
And from the throne there is a river flowing.
那个河流就一直流，一直流，也没有分岔。
And the river continues to flow and it's not divided.
整个的城就是这一条河流。
And the entire city contains one
river. 街道只有这一条街道。
And there's only one street.
都是荆棘的街道。
That golden street.
每个人都是走在那个这个街道上面。
Everyone walks on that street.
弟兄姊妹，你看见不一样？
But sister, you see it's different.
那这是一个很大的分别。
This is a great difference.
为什么伊甸园是散的？
Why is it the Garden of Eden is scattered?
安家在那里。
And God cannot build his dwelling place there.
因为那里不单纯。
Because there it is not.
也有生命树。
There is the tree of life.
也有善恶知识树。
There's also the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
为什么神住在耶路撒冷？
Why does God want to live in New Jerusalem?
能在那里掌权。
Why can he reign there?
并且所有材料都建立起来了。
And how can all the material be built together?
成了一座联络整齐的城。
And become a unified city.
因为那里是单纯的。
It's because there's simplicity.
那里有生命树。
There is a tree of life.
只有生命树。
There's only the tree of life.
除了这树之外，什么种都没有。
Aside from this tree, you will not find any other tree.
当然，人犯罪之后。
After men have sinned.
更不单纯了。
We have become even more complex.
自己有善恶的知识掺杂到里面了。
Not only we have the knowledge to have good and evil.
还有罪恶把人玷污了。
But sin has a blemish man.
所以人变得更复杂。
And men become very complex.
今天你在世界里面。
Today you live in this world.
你所碰到的一切的人事物。
The people and the things that you encounter.
无论是哪一个社会。
No matter what society
you live in. 无论是哪一般的民族。
No matter what type of people you live in.
有同样一种情形。
The same thing exists.
是复杂。
Complex.
人是复杂的。
Complexity.
人里面是那里不单纯。
Men is so complicated.
那样不简单。你没办法认识，你知道认识人的外貌，你不能认识人的内心的。
You can only know his face, but you cannot know his heart.
他外面所说的和里面所示的不一样。
Whatever he says outwardly is different than what he thinks in his heart.
心里所存的和外面所表现的不一样。
Whatever he stores in his heart is different than his expression.
所以你在世界里面做人就战惊恐惧。
So you have to be fearful when you are a man in the world.
说错了。
You're afraid that you will say the wrong thing.
你在做事得罪人了。
You're afraid that you will wrong somebody.
所以在那里没有安心。
Therefore you cannot find rest.
在那里没有平安。
You cannot find
peace. 在那里只有战争恐惧。
There's only fear and trembling.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
但是在新约上呢，你不需要这样子。
You don't have to be like that in New
Jerusalem. 因为那里那么的单纯。
Because it is so simple.
是那里纯洁。
It is so pure.
不仅这些材料都被建立起来了。
Not only all the materials are constructed together.
并且这些材料都是透明的。
All these materials are transparent.
那个金子也是透明的。
Even the gold is transparent.
恐怕我们从来没有看过这样的金子。
You probably have never seen such kind of gold.
你可能看过十成的那个金子。
You have seen gold that is mixed with other materials.
那成分很高了，但是还也不透明。
But it's not transparent.
你也看见那一个币，那个宝石。
You have seen precious stones.
虽然那宝石有一点透明。
Although it is transparent.
但是也不够纯洁。
But there is still not pure.
每一件东西都是透明的。
But in New Jerusalem, everything is pure.
那个街道透明到一个地步，像透明的玻璃一样。
The street is the gold is so pure that it's like a glass sea.
走在你街道上面呢、啊、
When you walk upon it,
你从上面一直看到下面去的。
You can see from the top all the way to the bottom.
入河下面也是入河。
Whatever is on the top, it's the same on the bottom.
它是透明的。
Because it's transparent.
那一个珍珠也是透明的。
The pearl is also transparent.
那一个那个宝石也是透明的。
And the precious stone is transparent.
神的荣耀充满在城里面。
God's glory is filled in the city.
并且经过这一座城，神的荣耀又照在列国中间。
And through the city, God's glory shines through
the nations
around it.
神的荣耀反而透出来了。神的荣耀透出来了。
His glory can be seen from all the nations.
它是透明的。
Because it is transparent.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是新耶路撒冷的心情。
This is the condition in New Jerusalem.
神历世在所做的工作，最终的结果就得到一个新耶路撒冷。
The work that God has done throughout the ages, the result is the New Jerusalem.
当神的工作完成的时候，
When God's work is completed,
天使在喊着说都成了。
The angels will shout, "All is done."
神的工作已经完成了。
God's work is complete.
那么还有多少时候，我们真是不知道。
We don't know when that will be.
有一天我们知道神的工作完成了。
But one day we know that His work will be complete.
因为他是阿尔法，他是 Omega。
Because He is the Alpha and the Omega.
他是创始的，他也是成终的。
He is the beginner and he's author and he's also.
有一天他的工作
he will also finish.
工作完成的时候。
One day when the work concludes.
你就看见一个新耶路撒冷的彰显出来。
You will see this New Jerusalem.
那是神工作最终的结果。
This is the result of God's work.
那是神工作最终的表现。
This is the end representation of God's
work. 弟兄姊妹，新耶路撒冷不是指到一个城所，不是一个物质的城所的。
But since the New Jerusalem does not refer to a physical city.
不过是个表号就是了。
This is only a representation.
就是我们读启示录的时候，你就看见启示录有好多好东西都是表号。
When you read the book of Revelation, you discover many things are sinful.
所以你不能光是照着这个表化来领会。
So you cannot understand them as they are described.
因为他说到这些事情的时候，他里面有属灵意思。
Because when he speaks about certain things, it has spiritual meaning behind it.
那么这些预言，它都是有些意义属灵意义在里面的。
All these prophecies have spiritual meanings behind them.
所以耶路撒冷乃是一个。乃是 不是属物质的，乃是属灵的。
Therefore, the New Jerusalem is not something physical, but spiritual.
每一件东西都有属灵的意义。
Everything in this New Jerusalem
has a spiritual meaning. 你说这新耶路撒冷它代表什么？
You said then what does New Jerusalem represent?
新耶路撒冷就代表神的教会。
The New Jerusalem represents God's church.
神新耶路撒冷就是神立誓在工作，注意中所要得的。
And this is what God wished to obtain at the end.
他要得到教会。
He wished to obtain the church.
他要住在他们中间。
He wants to live among them.
他要在他们中间掌权。
He will reign.
他要借着他们在掌管一切的事物。
And through them, they shall rule over all things.
那么是一个教会。
This is a church.
和今天有点不大同。
This church is different than today's church.
就那个教会，那是被建立起来的。
Because that church is one that has been built together.
不是在零零散散。
It is not scattered.
当然，这个是神所赐的工作。
And that will be God's work.
这个不是人的工作。
That is not man's work.
不是人咋支搭起来的。
Man cannot build ourselves together.
乃是神咋建立起来的。
But God is doing the work.
不是我们在人所做起来的话。
If man is doing the construction.
不会这样结实，这样坚固。
Then it will not be strong and stable.
这样伟大，这样永不摇动。
It will not be grand and not be shaken.
神自己做出来的。
But it must be God's work.
这是神的工作。
It is His work.
神的工作的一个结果。
And this is the result of His work.
弟兄姊妹。在教会里面你看那样的透明
you will see it in the church, we're so
那样单纯
it's so simple.
每一位弟兄姊妹都是单纯的
Everyone's sister is so
都像那个透明的玻璃一样
Everyone will become like a transparent glass.
所以你到那个新耶路撒冷你不需要惧怕
So when you go to New Jerusalem, you don't have to be afraid.
不需要担心的
You don't have to worry.
因为大家外面所显出就是里面所示的
Because whatever their expression is, it's the same in their heart.
那样的纯洁
They're so pure.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们，神就住在他们中间。
Lord dwells among them.
神就在那掌权管理。
The Lord is reigning through them.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
当教会在产生出来了。
When the church is born.
整个宇宙万有复兴的时候就到了。
And that's when,
天新地，新的宇宙，新的万有。
You will become new heaven and new earth, a new universe.
我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is the Lord.
他要住在他的家里面。
He will live in his home.
他的荣耀在家里充满他家里头。
His glory shall fill his household.
他的荣耀也借着他的家在那彰显出来。
And through his household, his glory can also be manifested.
整个宇宙万有都在那里彰显主的荣耀。
The whole universe reflects his glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是万有复兴。
This is the revival of all things.
新天新地。
This is new heaven and earth.
新的宇宙。
New universe.
新的万有。
And new creation.
这是将来永世的光景。
And this is the condition of the eternity.
神不需要再做什么。
God doesn't have to do anything more.
在教会身上做事情。
He only needs to work in the church.
当他工作成功的时候啊。
When his work is complete.
所有的工作都已经完，都完成了。
All other works will be completed.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等重要的一件事。
This is so important.
那神今天做什么工作呢？
What is God doing today?
当然，神的工作很多。
Of course, he has a lot of work.
里面最叫我们有印象的。
But one that will leave a deep impression.
就是他做来做去，做来做去啊，做到一个地步，就把这个善恶知识树做出去了。
Is the more he work it within us, gradually he removed the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
在伊甸园里头，善恶知识树还在那个地方。
In the Garden of Eden, that tree is still there.
等到新耶路撒冷，工作完成了，善恶知识没了。
But you see, in the New Jerusalem, when his work is done, you do not see that tree anymore.
只有生命树。
You only see the tree of life.
你看见是何等的单纯。
So you see how simple it is.
生命树，那就在主耶稣基督说的。
The tree of life refers to Jesus Christ.
因为生命在他里面。
Because life is within him.
所有生命就是人的光。
And this life is the light of man.
亲爱的兄姊妹，到那一天只有我们的主耶稣。
That day you only see Jesus.
他是整个教会的中心。
He is the center of the church.
他是整个教会的一切。
He is everything to the church.
都在于我们的主耶稣的身上。
Everything rests in him.
亲爱的兄姊妹，今天神所做的工作就这样。
Today, this is God's
他要在我们里面做事
He will work in
他要在我们外面做事
He will work on the outside
一面借着他的宝血洗净我们的罪
With his blood he will cleanse our sins
除去我们的不义
To remove all unrighteousness
借着他那个救赎的工作
Also through the work of redemption
借着他的十字架
Through the work of the cross
除去我们的所有一些残渣
He will remove all the mixture
不仅罪在里头得不到地位
Sin will have no ground in us.
所有一切残杂都得不到地位的。
And all impurities will have no ground.
那些善恶之树完全在里头得不到地位。
Even the tree of knowledge of good and evil will not have ground in us. This is the work of God.
一面来洁净我们。
On one hand, He cleanses us.
来纯洁我们。
He purifies us.
一面来充满在我里面。
He also fills us.
他的工作原则就是如此。
This is the principle of His work.
但是你知道，我们人是很难办的一般。
But you know we are difficult people.
我们喜欢主耶稣宝血。
We like his blood.
因为我们知道主耶稣已经成功这个救恩了。
We know that he has already come.
我们只要相信，我们就得到了。
As long as we believe, we can receive.
我们相信主耶稣，他的血就洗净我们的良心。
We believe in him, and his blood will cleanse our conscience.
除去我们的死邪，一信就得到了。
And the blood will remove the punishment we receive.
但是，当主在我们身上炼净我们的时候。
But when God does the work of purifying us, when He is purifying us, many times we are not willing to. We cannot let go of our position. We cannot let go of our fame. We cannot let go of those things that we love. Many people are.Have fallen because of money. Many people have gone astray because of their own benefits. Many people have gone astray because of their position. Many people wish to receive praises and fame from men.And they have gone astray.
亲爱的兄弟们
sisters,
这是仇敌的轨迹
This is the trick
这是我们的陷阱
This is our trap.
我们真是需要主开启我们的眼睛
We need the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们除了主耶稣之外
And besides from the Lord,
什么都不是我们所爱
Nothing is our
不仅仅在我们口里面我们这样说
Not only we say this
我们在生活里面我们盼望主怜悯我们
But may the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们单纯的爱他
In our life, we will only love him simply.
单纯的
让人
向着他
We will give him our full devotion.
读过以弗所的教会。
We have read about the church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会太多是何等的美。
The church in Ephesus has such beautiful beginning.
何等的荣耀。
They are so glorious.
主充满在他们中间。
The Lord is presence full and filled there.
有能力。
And they are with power.
他们不仅是都被圣灵所充满。
They have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
并且他们中间所有一切的书籍，那些那个在主之外的东西，统统焚烧掉。
And they have burned all the books that is not pertaining to God.
合计起来差不多有五万多块钱。
And the cost was more than $50,000.
那么虽然是仇敌也用许多的方法在攻击他们引诱他们。
Although enemy has set all kinds of devices to attack them.
他们始终站在主这一面。
But they still stand on the Lord's side.
所以让你说到神的道越发兴旺。
And there you see the way of God has been increased.
日渐得胜。
And they gain victory daily.
仇敌那么就用环境来逼迫他们。
The enemy will use their environment to persecute them.
来摇动他们。
To shake them.
但是我们知道到末了说仇敌完全失败。
So at the end we know that he is totally defeated.
他们仍然是那儿稳固那儿坚定不摇动。
They're still so strong and unshaken.
所以保罗那些在他最年老时候了他就写了以弗所书那一件书。
And so Paul, in his when he was old, he wrote the book of Ephesians.
所有读这卷书的人都说：“哎呀，这卷书那气势太高了。”
Everyone who read this book and said, "Well, this has such great revelation."
若是保罗写给我们的话，我们真是读不懂啊。
If Paul has written this book to us, then we will not understand it.
就写这封信给他们。
But Paul wrote this letter to Ephesians.
那个帖撒罗尼迦前书完全不一样的。
It's totally different than the church at Thessalonica.
陈弟兄说，帖撒罗尼迦是写给初信弟兄姊妹的。
But a Christian Chan said that the Thessalonians are written for beginning brethren.
以弗所书那写给那些老练弟兄姊妹。
But the book.Of Ephesians is written to the mature.
你看见他不仅是说你圣经在那儿长进。
Not only their spiritual life is grown,
属灵知识也在那增加。
They increase in spiritual knowledge.
那实在是一般一个很叫人羡慕的教会。
It's truly a church that envy our hearts.
虽然有一段时间有点紊乱。
Although they have gone through a period of time.
但是接着提摩太又把他们那个在那里帮助他们，来使他们建立起来。
But Timothy had helped them and strengthened them.
所有人都会羡慕以弗所的教会。
Everyone desires the church at Ephesus.
我们也盼望我们像他们那样。
We hope that our church is like that.
但是到了启示录第二章。
But in Revelation chapter 2.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个时候神借着约翰，主借着约翰写信给以弗所的教会。
And through John, the Holy Spirit spoke to the church at Ephesus.
虽然他们有许多的长处。
Although they have many strengths,
他们所讲的道是很纯洁的。
Their doctrine is true.
就是有的人要混乱那些道，他们也认出就是假使徒。
Even some wants to change the doctrine, they can recognize that these are false prophets.
他们拒绝这些教训。
They reject these.
他们的侍奉也是非常殷勤。
Their ministry is also diligent.
也是被建立起来。
And their ministry has been built up.
很有轨道的。
Everything is has a model.
实在是很好的教。
From outwardly, you see this is a great church.
主怎样对他们说？
But what did the Lord say to them?
只是有一件事情，我反对你。
One thing I am against you.
我们中文反着责备。
And the Chinese says one thing I refuse.
原来是反对。
But it truly means I am against you.
有一件事情我反对你。
One thing I'm against you.
有一件事我站在你对面。
On one thing I am standing on the opposite side.
失去了起初的爱心。
That you have lost the first love.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫起初的爱心？
One sister, what is the first love?
起初的爱心是完全的爱。
The first love is the perfect love.
向到主一个单纯的心。
That you have a pure devotion.
完全爱主耶稣。
You love him completely.
完全宝贝主耶稣。
You treasure him completely.
除了主之外。
Besides the Lord.
没有什么东西能够分我们心的。
Nothing will grab our heart.
这就是完全的爱。
That is a perfect love.
当他们失去了这完全的爱的时候。
When they lost that perfect love.
向那主的心不够单纯。
When they are not simple to the Lord.
何等危险的一件事。
They are in such dangerous ground.
主说你必须要悔改。
The Lord said you must repent.
你从什么地方落下去，再从什么地方起来。
Wherever you have lost it, you need to pick up.
若是你不悔改的话。
If you do not repent.
我要把你灯台从你的中间挪去。
I will remove the lampstand from you.
我们知道灯台。那知道主的见证说。
You know the lampstand refers to God's testimony.
知道主的荣耀说的。
It refers to His glory.
若是不悔改的话。
If you do not repent.
荣耀失掉。
You will lose His glory.
不能够再为主在做见证。
You cannot bear testimony for Him.
何等可怕的一件事情。
This is such fearful thing.
不是因为他们犯了什么罪。
It is not because they have sinned against the Lord.
也不是因为他们是怎样的那个把世界东西带到教会里面来。
It is not because they have bring any worldly things into the church.
也都没有这样。
Nothing.
只有一件事。
Only one thing.
向着主的心都够单纯。
Their heart towards Lord is no
longer. 在主之外还有所爱呢。
They still have other love.
还有所求的。
They still seek after other things.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们的心变得复杂了。
Our heart become complex.
那么见证就失掉了。
Then we will lose the testimony.
荣耀也消失。
We will lose that glory.
何等可怕的一件事。
It's such fearful.
为什么这样严重？
Why so serious?
为什么神看这件事那么严重？
Why does God see this so serious?
弟兄姊妹，我们的神他就是一个单纯的神。
Because our Lord is a simple.
当然，神是没有罪。
Of course, our Lord is without sin.
他不但没有罪，他是单纯的。
He's without sin.
他是那样的清洁，那样透明的。
He is pure and transparent.
在旧约里头，没有人看见神的形象。
In the Old Testament, no one can see God.
但是也有一些人，他们看见一点神的荣耀。
But some men have seen God's glory.
神也特别怜悯他们，让他们显出给他们看。
God has special mercy upon them.
无论是摩西，
let them see His glory.
摩西也好。
May it be Moses.
那或者是那这个以色列人中间的七十位长老。
Or the 70 elders among the in Israel.
还有以西结也好。
Or Ezekiel.
当他们看见神的荣耀，
When they have seen the glory of God,
让他们里头有深刻的印象。
It leaves a deep impression.
我们的神那是透明的。
Our God is a transparent God.
我们的神那是单纯的。
Our God is a simple God.
当那二七十位长老，
When the 70 elders,
还有亚伦和他两个儿子，
and Aaron and his two sons,
他们被许可到了神的山旁边。
That they were allowed to come near to the mountain.
当他们在那里的时候，他们就瞻仰神的荣耀。
There they gaze upon the glory of God.
他们就看见那位神，他的脚底下好像那个平铺的蓝宝石一样。
They see that under the foot, the feet of God, there seems to be of sapphire.
好像那个天色的明镜。
Is the color is like the color of the sky?
那是那个蓝宝石，那不仅是那儿的美丽。
The sapphire is so beautiful.
并且它是那明镜。
But it is clear.
是那儿单纯。
It is pure.
是那儿透明。
And it's transparent.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们神的形象。
But sister, this is the image of our God.
其他没有说。
They did not say anything else.
我们的神是单纯的。
To them, their impression of God is simple.
以西结也是这样。
Ezekiel is the same.
看见我们的神乃是单纯的神。
He has seen our God and said that He is simple.
这是我们的神。他是单纯的
He is simple.
他是那清洁的
He is pure.
他是那纯洁的
He is clean.
所以约翰一书告诉我们说你知道神转动起来呀没有影儿的
So first John tells us that when God turned there is no shadow.
他没有转动的影儿
There is no turning of shadow.
为什么没有转动的影儿呢
Why?
因为太透明了
Because he's transparent.
一点一掺杂都没有
There's not any impurity.
里头一点点掺杂的话呀
If there's any impurity within.
就转动起来就影子出来了。
When he turns, you will see a shadow.
那个残渣可能一点点。
Maybe the impurity just very tiny.
说起来都又相当大了。
But then you will see a great shadow. You will cast a great shadow.
没有转动的影儿。
But to our God, there is no turning of the shadow.
因为他那是纯洁、单纯的。
Because it's so pure.
清洁。
He is so clear.
因为神是这样一位神。
Because our God is this
way. 所以他就要求他的百姓，他就喜欢他的百姓，做有单纯的人。
Therefore, he requests and he desires his people to be like him.
他要和他们同住。
He wants to live with them.
他要住在他们中间。
He wants to live among them.
所以你要读旧约的时候。
When you read the Old Testament,
你看见神最喜欢一件事就是单纯。
You see, God desires one thing the most that is simple.
他告诉他们说。
He told them.
当你们在葡萄园里头撒种的时候，不可以撒两样种子。
When you are sowing in the vineyard, you cannot sow two different kinds.
又是那个葡萄，还有别的东西撒在里面，不可以。
You cannot plant grapes and other things.
那这个不是很经济的地方吗
？You would say, well, it's more economical to
sow different things. 撒两种种子让它一起长。
You will sow two different type of things and let them grow.
两种的收成。
And at the end, you will reap two different kinds of things.
从一方面来看呢，那是很有利益的。
From our point of view, it seems very beneficial.
但是神不许可。
It's profitable, but God will not allow.
那是单纯的。
Because our God is simple.
那是纯洁的。
He is pure.
你不可以撒两样的种子。
You cannot sow two seeds at the same vineyard.
你在葡萄园只能撒一种的种子。
In the vineyard, you can only sow one seed.
不能撒两种种子。
Not two.
他说你耕地的时候了，不可以用牛和驴啊一同来耕地。
He said, when you till the land, you cannot use an ox and a mule.
因为这两个性情完全不一样了。
Because they have two different temperaments.
这个牛比较慢一点。
And the ox is slower.
那比较稳顺一点。
And it's, has a milder temperament.
当然若是耍起牛脾气来呢也叫你受教的。
But of course, if the ox becomes stubborn, you cannot do anything with it.
但是这个驴啊是黑野的。
But mules are wild.
那若是你不会驾驶它的话呀，那你要受它欺负了。
If you do not know how to handle them, then you're in trouble.
它走路的时候了，它就故意的靠到墙边。
When it walks, it would purposely walk close to a wall.
就把你腿都擦破了。
And scrapes your feet.
它就很高兴。
And then he's happy.
所以不可以用这两种东西啊一同来耕地。
So you cannot use two different type of animals to till the land.
我们神那是单纯的。
Our God is a simple God.
你穿衣服的穿料子，衣服的料子不能混纺，只能是一种料子。
The clothing that you're wearing cannot be made of two different materials. Has to be the same material.
那今天都是喜欢混纺的一些。
Today we wear clothing with that's made from different materials.
有多少的 cotton， 有多少的 wool。
You see so many percent of cotton or wool.
但是那个旧约时候不能穿的。
But you cannot wear this clothing in the Old Testament.
你不能穿这个毛料毛和这个细麻在一同织起来。
You cannot weave wool and linen together.
你穿毛料的衣服就穿毛料。
If you're wearing wool, you have to wear wool, pure.
你要穿细麻就是细麻的衣服。
If you wear linen, you have to wear pure linen.
为什么这样细的事神都管
？But sister, why does God care even such detail?
我们是他是那么大的一位神。
He's such a great God.
你穿衣服也管。
What does he mind your clothing? And mind your tilling the land? Or how you sold your vineyard.
哦，都是说出我们的神的心意来是怎样。
My sister, all of these describe our heart desire. 他
是单纯的。
He's a simple.
他喜欢我们单纯。
He loves for us to be simple.
他是纯洁的。
He is pure.
他喜欢我们纯洁。
He wants us to be pure.
他最不喜欢就是复杂。
He does not like complexity.
最不喜欢就是这个不透明。
He does not like opaqueness.
在新约里的更是这样。
In the New Testament, it's the same.
我们的主耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ
他就是那样的单纯
He is so simple
他是那样的纯洁
He is pure
亲爱的弟兄姊妹他无论在什么事情上的
No matter in what things
他不求自己荣耀
He will not ask for his
own glory 他也不求自己地位
He will not ask for his own position
他也不为了自己名望做什么
And he will not do anything for his own name
当他受浸的时候
When he was baptized
受完浸之后撒旦就来试探他
Satan came to tempt him.
你若是神的儿子，可以叫石头变成食物。
If you're the son of God, you can change the stone into bread.
你都是已经四天没有吃东西了。
You have not eaten anything in 40 days.
那你若是变成食物，这个不算是非法。
If you change these to bread, you have not done anything wrong.
你所需要的。
This is what you need.
你可以祷告神。
You can pray to God.
就石头会变成食物的。
And the stone will change into food.
我们追逐不变。
But Jesus will not listen.
他说人活着不是单靠食物。
He says man does not live by food alone.
我们身体需要食物。
It doesn't mean that our body needs food.
那不是主耶稣生活的原则。
That is not the principle of his living.
乃是靠神口里说出的一句话。
But he lives by the word that proceeds from
the mouth. 神没有说话。
God did not say anything.
神没有让我做。
God didn't ask me to do it.
他就不做。
Then I will not do it.
我们的主何等的单纯。
Our Lord is so simple.
当撒旦魔鬼把他带到那高山上面。
When Satan took him to the mountain top.
是的，带到殿顶上面。
When he took him to the pinnacle of the temple. Ask him to jump down.
你若是跳下来的话。
If you can jump down.
这么高的殿，你跳下来，那么你腿都没摔坏。
And you jump down and you did not break your leg.
一定都很尊重你的。
Man would respect and honor you.
你是从神那来的神人。
You are a man from God.
你看从这么高地跳下来，你都腿都没摔坏。
Look, you have jumped from such a high place. You did not break your leg.
做他们的领袖。
And everyone will honor you as their leader.
我们的主不可试探主你的神。
Our Lord says, do not tempt the Lord your God.
他不为了自己名望求什么。
He does not ask for anything for his name.
他不要求别人拥护。
He doesn't want people to praise him.
一个喜欢，只有一件事。
There's only one thing he asks. That is to please the Lord.
不可试探主你的神。
Do not tempt the Lord your God.
当魔鬼把万物荣华都指给他看的时候。
When Satan has shown him all the glory of the universe.
你若是俯拜我。
If you bow down to me.
这些东西都需要给你。
All these shall be given to you.
不需要经过十字架的道路。
You don't have to go through the cross.
你不需要受十字架痛苦。
You don't have to endure the pain of the cross.
你就可以得到这一切。
And you can have all these things.
不是你承受万有的吗？
God has determined that you shall receive all things.
这里有一条简单的路。
Here there's a easier way.
一条方便的路。
It's more convenient way.
就像你所做的，神让你所做能够得到成就。
And you can accomplish everything that God asks you to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
我们的主的心不在哪里。
The heart about Jesus is not there.
撒旦退去。
Satan.Get behind me.
但要侍奉你的神。
Only serve the Lord your God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
One sister,
这个人他是何等的单纯。
He is so simple.
当他在地上做人的时候，
When he was a man on earth,
当他生活行动当中，
In everything he does,
你看见他是那么的单纯。
You see that he is so simple.
他是那么的简单。
He is so pure.
他只有一件事。
He only asks one thing.
是不是神要我做？
Is this what God wants me to do?
在迦拿婚姻宴席上面。
In the wedding feast of Cana.
按照需要来说，他应该把那个变出酒给解决他们的难处。
According to the need at that time, he should turn the water into wine to resolve the problem.
他肉身的母亲还要求他，帮助他，帮他们一下忙吧。
Even his physical mother has asked him to help them out.
只要做一下，他们问题都解决了。
You just have to do a little bit and everything will be resolved.
七句话酒都没有了，那这个婚宴呢做不成功了。
If we ran out of wine, then we cannot continue the feast.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
他不是顾到人的需要。
He does not look at men.
他也不是顾到人的情感。
He does not look at emotions of men.
他乃是顾到神的心。
But he looks at God's heart.
他是妇人。
He says, "Women,
有什么不同呢？"
What do I have to do?
你是在一个境界里面。
You in one realm.
我是在另外一个境界里面。
And I live in another realm.
你是顾到众人的需要。
You care about the needs of all.
我乃是顾到神的旨意。
But I care about God's purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他只问一件事。
One sister, you only ask one thing.
神要不要我做？
Is God want me to do it?
当神在说话的时候
When God spoke,
他就在那儿做
He would,
神若是没有说话
If God did not speak,
纵然外面有需要
Even though there's a need
纵然人心是要难却
Even though it's hard to reject
但是他不做
Yet he still would not do it
他兄弟们也跟他讲
His brothers told him,
你若是有显扬名声的话，不能在乡村僻壤地方。
If you want to be famous, you cannot stay in the countryside.
你要到大城市里面去。
You need to go to the great city.
基建神迹和奇事。
And show them some miracles.
他们都要相信你。
Then they will all believe in you.
他们都要跟随你。
They will all follow you.
你的名望啊，马上就传出去了。
Your fame will be spread quickly.
全国都知道你是了不起的一个人。
And the whole world will know that you are a great person.
但主耶稣这么说。
What did you say?
你们的时间是方便。
Your time is convenient.
我的时间不方便。
But my time is.
弟兄姊妹，主有什么不方便？
Why is it that his time is
convenient? 只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
谁有没有说话？
Did God say anything?
谁有没有让他去？
Did God ask him to go?
如果神让他去，他就去。
If God asked him to go, he will go.
他就不去。
If God did not ask, he will not go.
我们主耶稣上做人的时候，他的生活形式是何等的单纯。
The life of our Lord Jesus on earth was such a simple life.
他的心完单纯的向着神。
His heart is fully
完全的向着神。
His devotion is only to God.
讨神的喜欢。
He only wants to please God.
遵行父的旨意。
And follow His commands.
我来了就照着你的旨意而行。
I have come to do according to your will.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
遇到他这样的单纯。
Because he's so simple.
所以那些妇女孩子们都喜欢主耶稣基督。
Therefore, those women and children all like Jesus.
你知道我们的主耶稣那是全能的神。
You know that our Lord is the Almighty God.
创造宇宙万有的主宰。
Jesus has created all universe.
那小孩子们都喜欢到他跟前来。
Yeah, the children like to come to him.
那妇女也都喜欢在亲近。
And the women like to draw close to him.
那么这些都是世人所轻看的。
These are all people that the world despise.
他身上有吸引的力量。
Yet because he has attractive power.
那是个喜欢和他在一起。
And attracted children and women to him.
不喜欢。
It's only a group of people that hate him.
那是文士和法利赛人。
The scribes and the Pharisees.
那是宗教界里有地位的人。
Those people who have position in the religious world.
他们想尽各种方法，用各种手段要除掉主耶稣。
They would think of all kinds of ways to eliminate him.
因为主耶稣太单纯了。
Because Jesus is
too simple. 主耶稣太透明了。
He is too transparent.
他在地上的时候，就把他们离的所有一切的掺杂都显明出来了。
When Jesus is there, it exposed all their impurities.
你们在外面为了寡妇，反而做很长的祷告。
And outwardly, you made these long prayers for the widows.
但是你们心里头，你们却是穷乡僻壤。
But your heart is only after their profit.
你外面把坟墓修饰的那么好看。
Outwardly, you have built such beautiful tombs.
你们里头却是葬埋了死人的骨头。
Yet inside is filled with dead bones.
哦，亲爱的兄姊妹，主到他们中，在他们中间，把他们的一切的那个掺杂都当然显明出来。
When the Lord is among them, he has exposed all their impurities.
他不喜欢主耶稣基督。
Therefore, they do not like Jesus.
他们要除掉主耶稣基督。
They want to get rid of him.
因为主耶稣和他们完全不一样。
Because he is totally different than they are.
哦，亲爱的兄姊妹，我们的主是这样一个人。
Our Lord Jesus is this kind of person.
所以他要求我们做一个单纯。
He also requests that we be
simple,
and we will be pure,
and
we will only have our devotion to the
Lord,
only follow His guidance.
其他并不是我们所重要的。
All other things are not important.
那我们怎样才能做一个单纯的人呢？
How can we be a simple man?
那我这个麦克乌斯弟兄，那讲了几点？
And Brother Michael would share several points with us.
这几点他是我不能去重复他的。
I don't need to repeat those points.
如果是照我所领会的讲给弟兄姊妹听就是。
I just want to remind you again.
第一点就是活在我们的良心的里面。
First is to live in the conscience.
那为什么要活在良心里面？
Why live in our conscience?
因为神对我们说话都在我们良心里，借着良心对我们说话。
Because the Lord speaks to us through our conscience.
你知道我们的神是单纯的。
You know our God is simple.
他住在我们里面。
He lives in us.
他在我们身上有许多的要求，有许多的带领。
He has many guidance in our life.
有许多教训。
Many teachings.
有许多要求。
He also has some requirements.
那么这可以做，那又不可以。
You can do this or don't do that.
那他在什么地方告诉我们呢？
And how does he tell us?
是在我们良心的里面。
He tells it through our conscience.
我们还没有得救的时候。
Before we are saved.
我的良心呢，那是黑暗的。
Our conscience is darkness.
我良心呢是麻木的。
Our conscience is numb.
不要说对于那神的事情我不知道。
We don't know anything about God.
连对于罪恶、误会和败坏的事情啊，我们都习以为常。
We don't even know about evil.
他们做许多败坏的事。
They can do many corruptible things.
他们里头很平安的。
Yet they still feel peace in their heart.
他们看许多污秽的东西。
They can see many filthy things.
他们里头一点感觉都没有。
They still have no feeling in their heart.
爸爸看，妈妈看，孩子们一通拿来看。
And the father would look at it, the mother would look at it, and they would bring their children to look at it.
我们良心已经麻木了。
Our conscience are numb.
我们落在黑暗里面。
We are in darkness.
失去了那感觉。
And lost all the
feelings. 当蒙恩得救之后。
Praise the Lord afterwards.
那圣灵进到灵里面来了。
The Holy Spirit entered into us.
我们灵就活过来了。
Our spirit is alive.
我们良心那个就苏醒过来了。
Our conscience has been awakened.
主借了他的宝血。
And through his blood,
洗净了我良心。
And God has cleansed our
conscience. 我良心里面上面所受的一切的玷污都给我们洗掉了。
He has cleansed everything that has blemished our heart.
我们良心
our heart,
那时候就像一个玻璃一样。
And at that time, our conscience is like glass.
本来的这个玻璃啊，已经被烟熏火燎啊，已经乌漆嘛糟了一塌糊涂了。
Formerly, this glass is filled with smoke and all sorts of filthy things.
我们得救时候，主耶稣宝血洗净我的良心。
But after we're saved, His blood had cleansed all of them. 就把
外面所有的污秽都给我们洗干净了。
And cleansed everything.
现在主在里头对我们说话。
Now the Lord was speaking to us.
主的生命在里头发光。
His light was shining in us.
这种良心呢，照照出来。
And through our conscience, it will be reflected. So that we can understand.
弟兄姊妹，为什么要活在良心的里面？
One sister, why do we need to live in our conscience?
就是你知道我们人呢，我们人对自己不认识。
You know that we truly do not know ourselves.
正像耶利米所说的。
Just like what Jeremiah said.
他叫人心呢，这个诡诈，坏到极处了。
Says man's heart is so crafty and corrupted.
谁能够识透呢？
Who can understand?
别人看不透我们心里的事情。
No one can see through your heart.
连我们自己也看不透的。
Not even ourselves.
所以有的时候别人传福音，我凭着良心做事的。
And sometimes you preach gospel to others and says that I do things according to my conscience.
还好他是我的同事。
And unfortunately, he's my coworker.
因为他一面说凭着良心做事。
Because on one hand, he said he's doing things according to his conscience.
面孔就红起来了。
On the other hand, his face become redder.
因为我知道他所做的事情。
Because I know what he does at work.
但是他还是口里这样说。
But he still claims with his mouth.
我们不认识我们自己。
Because we do not know
ourselves. 别人也不认识我们。
Others do not know either.
但是主认识我们。
But the Lord knows.
主知道我们。
He knows.
我们的心到底如何。
He knows our exact condition.
他不仅知道外面的行为
he not only knows our heart
我们里面心坏意念他都知道了
but he knows our heart and our
mind 他知道你所爱的
he knows what you
他知道你所求的
he knows what you
他知道你的心是怎样的光景
he knows the conditions of your heart
他的里面就发光
so he was shining in your
heart
through our conscience he enlightened
us
that we will know ourselves
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
我们若是要做个单纯的人
if you want to be a simple man
我们需要一件事就是顺服良心的感觉
we need to be obedient to the feelings of God
良心在那光照时我们就顺服
when our conscience enlightened us we need to be obedient
良心在那边责备的时候我们就服服
when our conscience rebuke us then we need to bow down
顺服良心的感觉
And submit to the
feeling of our conscience. 因为只有主知道我的心里所存的。
Because only the Lord knows our hearts.
爱我。
He loves me.
他愿意指示我。
He's willing to guide me.
他借着良心来给我看见。
And through my conscience, he shows things to me. So I live in my conscience.
弟兄姊妹，千万我们不要到那个地步。
But sister, don't ever let it stay until our condition.
我们的良心呢，又慢慢的又变得麻木。
That our conscience grow numb again.
有的人蒙恩得救了。
Some people have been saved.
开头时候良心已经被洗干净了。
In the beginning, their conscience have been cleansed.
很有感觉。
They are full of.
稍微得罪人一点呢，就很有感觉。
If they wronged anybody, they would feel right away.
在主面承认错了。
They have to confess before the Lord right away.
要向人去认承认罪。
They must confess before men.
他的良心呢，才能够平安的。
And then he will have peace in his conscience.
但是弟兄姊妹，这样敏锐的感觉非常宝贵。
But sister, we need to treasure.
那是我们做基督徒做久了之后了。
But after you being a Christian for a while,
这个属灵知识在增加了。
You have increased knowledge. 当
良心在感动我们的时候呢
？And when our conscience moves us,
我们会用这个这样理由，会那个这样理由，讲来讲讲去啊，把良心的感觉抹杀掉了。
We will reason within ourselves until we quench this spirit.
虽然生气很多麻烦，生气很多麻烦。省去了很多麻烦。
Oh, even though you have eliminate a lot of problems.
但是有一件事，有一个后果。
But you have a result.
渐渐有一点麻木。
Your conscience will become
一次两次三次多次，我们良心就又恢复老样子了。
After once, twice, or three times, your conscience go back to the original state.
这良心变得麻木了。
Your conscience becomes numb.
变成一个有亏欠的良心。
It's a conscience full of shortcomings.
这是非常可惜的一件事。
And this is a very
我们听不见主的话语。
We cannot hear the word
of God. 我们看不见主的荣耀。
We cannot see His glory.
我们属灵生命长进就停止下来了。
And our spiritual growth will stop right there.
我们这人也不能改变了。
We cannot be changed.
我们就是老样子。
We're just like what we are.
这是何等的可怜。
It is pitiful.
特别在老基督徒身上。
Especially in the older Christians.
我也是其中之一。
And I am one of them.
最危险的一件事就是我们良心渐渐。
The most dangerous thing for all Christians is that their conscience will become numb.
这头一件事情
The first thing,
要保守的良心
we need to keep our conscience,
不让良心麻木
and do not let it grow numb,
顺服良心的感觉
and submit to the feeling of your conscience, so that we can continue to hear the word of God and please Him.
第二方面
secondly,
我们的眼睛要单纯
our eyes need to be pure and simple.
我们的眼睛若是明亮
if our eyes are clear,
全身就光明
Then the entire body will be clear.
眼睛若是昏花的话呢
If our eyes cannot focus,
全身就黑暗
We are in darkness.
怎么会眼睛会昏花呢
How can your eye not focus?
因为你看见好多东西
Because you see too many things.
你也看见这个弟兄，也看那个，都看见好多好多人事物，眼睛就花了
You see this brother or that brother, and you see too many things.
但是全身就黑暗了
And then your whole body is in darkness.
什么叫眼睛若是嘹亮呢
What does it mean when your eyes are clear?
那就眼睛是单纯的
That means your eyes are simple.
没有看见这些东西
Your eyes do not focus on other things.
看见主
You only see the Lord.
不是讨这个人喜欢，那个人喜欢。
You're not trying to please this man or that man.
只讨主的喜欢。
But you're only trying to please the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，就是单纯的眼睛。
And sister, that's a simple eye.
全身就光明。
Then your whole body will be in light.
你知道彼得、雅各、约翰。
You know, Peter, James, and John.
这三个门徒们和主耶稣一同到了变化山上面。
These three disciples that followed Jesus to the mountain of transfiguration.
主耶稣当然变了形象。
And Jesus changed.
结果以利亚和摩西都和主耶稣在一起。
And Elijah and Moses were there with Jesus.
哎呀，那实在是太伟大的一件事情。
And that was such a great event.
那今天我们听到摩西和以利亚，我们没有什么宝贵。
Today we mentioned about Moses and Elijah. We do not treasure them.
但是那时候以色列人，那摩西和以利亚还得了。
But for the Israelites, Moses and Elijah are the great heroes.
乃神人。
Moses is the man of God.
是把他们从埃及那个带出来的。
He's the one that led them out of Egypt.
把神的律法这样赐给他们。
He's the one that gave them the law.
这是个了不起的人。
He's a great man.
以利亚是个大伟大的先知。
Elijah is a great prophet.
行了许多的神迹和奇事。
He has done many wonderful miracles.
是其他先知所不能行的。
Many things that other prophets cannot do.
这是一个伟大的人物。
These are great men.
所以彼得、彼得他们看见这幅景象的时候啊
，So when Peter and the rest seen these,
他们就糊涂了。
And they became confused.
他说：“主啊，在这太好了。
”They said, "Lord, it's so wonderful to be here."
要打三座棚
，We need to build three
tents. 一座为你
，One for you.
你看他还蛮尊敬主耶稣的。
You see, he's so respected.
Lord,
he built the first tent for the Lord.
一座为摩西
，And one for Moses.
一座为以利亚
，And one for Elijah.
那我们住在这里，不要下去了。
Then we just live here. We won't leave the mountain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，One sister.
就在这个时候
，Just at this moment,
忽然间一片云彩遮盖他们。
The cloud came.
从云彩里有声音在说。
And from there we hear the voice.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
使我所喜悦的。你们要听他。
Listen to him.
不是摩西。
It is not Moses.
不是以利亚。
It is not Elijah.
乃是圣的儿子。
But the son of God.
亲爱的兄弟们，主要我们，谁叫我们的眼睛是单纯的
？God wants us to have a simple eye.
让我们只注视在主耶稣的身上。
That we shall only focus upon him.
亲爱的兄弟们，不是摩西不好。
It is not that Moses is not good,
有什么缺陷
or Moses have any kind of
lacking.
It's because God doesn't want us to look at
this.
Just to look at him.
唯独的仰望主耶稣。
Only gaze upon him.
弟兄们，若是我们这样的话，我们全身都要光明的。
Our whole body will be light.
所以我们眼睛必须要单纯。
Our eye has to be simple.
你不能看见主耶稣，还看见其他东西。
You cannot see Jesus and then other things.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们弟兄讲了。那个 Michael 弟兄讲得很清楚。
Brother Michael has shared very clearly.
我希望若是有机会的话，你们再听听他所讲的。
If you have a chance, I encourage you to listen to the tape again.
不要说那些属世的事，我们不要看。
Not only, we should not look at the worldly things.
就是所谓属灵事，我们也不要。
Even the spiritual thing, we should not focus on.
让我们只看主耶稣基督。
Let us only see.
不是摩西。
Not Moses.
不是以利亚。
Not Elijah.
不是这个传道人，也不是那个属灵的伟人。
Not this preacher or this spiritual giant.
是主耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
不是这种道理。
Not this teaching.
也不是那一种教学。
Or that.
乃是主耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
让我们唯独见主耶稣基督。
Only see Jesus.
我们的全身就光明。
Then we, our whole body will be in light.
我们就成了一个清新的人。
We will become a person with a pure heart.
看见我们的神。
We can see also. Thirdly,
他就讲到我们行事为人。
He said our behavior.
我们的行事为人有我们的表现。
Our behavior in our daily living.
我们要注意我们的行事为人。
We need to be careful.
他头一件事情，他做到的行事为人，可用话语来代表的。
And he first says that your words represent what you do.
你口里所说的。
What you say from your mouth.
就是你心里所存的。
It is what has been stored in your heart.
你心里存着什么东西？
Whatever stored in your heart,
是啊，你可以把遮盖起来。
Although you can cover it up,
可以把它隐藏起来。
You can hide it.
但是不知不觉就借着你话语的，这把显明出来了。
But unknowingly, you through your words, you express.
所以我们要很小心我们的话。
We need to be careful with our words.
那你说我就不要说话好了。
You said then I won't say anything anymore.
你可以这样不要说话。
You can be like that, not say anything.
这是隐藏不住的。
But sister, these cannot be hidden.
你心里存什么东西，你。无形当中，你 无意当中就把它透露出来。
Whatever you store in your heart, unknowingly you will express them.
你不要看你心里存什么。
Look at what you store in your heart.
你只要听你口里所讲什么。
You don't have to see the person with what is in his heart to hear his words.
看那个看打篮球的。
If you like to watch basketball,
不知不觉那打篮球的那些明星的名字都说出来了。
Very naturally, you can recite all the stars' name.
口里说就是你心里所存的。
Because what you say is what stores in your heart.
我们不是不说话。
Not that we will not say anything.
来保守我们的口。
So that we can protect our mouth.
当然我们需要保守的。
We need to protect our mouth.
最主要的是我们心里到底存什么。
But the most important is what do you store?
我们心里到底爱什么？
What do you desire?
我们心里到底要什么东西
？What are you looking for?
我们是要是非，我们就传讲是非。
If we want to talk about gossip,
我们若
要，若是我们要主耶稣， that's what we talk about.
我们所说的就是主耶稣基督。
If we want Jesus, then we talk about Jesus.
要我们里要充满了主耶稣基督。
May we all be filled with Jesus in our hearts.
好让我们生活的形式都能表现主耶稣。
So that our daily living shall reveal Jesus.
第二件事情就是要有十字架的经历。
And then we need the work of the cross.
这是我们
the experience of the cross.
擘饼的时候说告诉我们。
This is what our brother shared with us at the table meeting. We need to see this bread.
这个杯你们必要喝。
The Lord says, "You shall drink this cup."
这是十字架。
And this is the cross.
十字架来破碎我们的自己。
The cross will break us.
来炼净我们的自己。
And to purify us.
来除掉我们的自己。
And to eliminate ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法叫我们纯洁。
Francis, there is no way that we can cause ourselves to be pure. Jesus has completed this salvation. We need to live underneath the cross. Allow his cross to continue to work in us. And we will be purified. We will become pure. Besides Jesus, we let everything go. Upon the cross, it could be the world, or sin,
无论是鬼魔也好，
or devil,
无论起所有一切事物，
anything,
在十字架上完全结束了。
And on the cross, everything ended.
十字架乃是整个宇宙万有的尽头。
The cross is the end of all universe.
但一切都结束了。
There, everything has ended.
只有我们主耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
他死了。
He's dead.
埋葬了。
Buried.
他要从死里复活了。
And now resurrected.
只有主耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
他从死里复活了。
He resurrected from dead.
所有一切都结束了。
Everything ended.
都埋葬了。
Everything has been buried. Only Lord Jesus.
从死里复活了。
He raised from the dead.
所以，亲爱的兄姊妹，
He rose from the dead.
我们若是活在十字架底下，
But sister, if we live underneath the cross,
同死同埋葬，
And we are buried with Him.
那个复活的主耶稣就从我们身上彰显。
Then that resurrected Lord shall live through us.
表现出来。
Shall be revealed to us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是恩典。
Sister,
这就是我们的见证。
This is our
这就是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
若是我们里面充满了主，
If we are filled with Lord
Himself, 当主从里面显出来的时候，
and allow Christ to be revealed to us,
整个聚会就充满了神的荣耀。
You see, the whole meeting will be filled with glory.
是啊，我们讲到不会讲什么。
Although we cannot say much,
but you will share. 在那里。
But you will touch the presence of God there.
这就是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
主恩待我们。
May He have mercy on us.
叫我们做一个 一个单纯的人。
And cause us to be a simple person.
主怜悯我们。
And he had mercy on us.
这样恩待我们。
And have grace about us.
把他自己托付了我们。
He has committed us with himself.
何等荣耀的使命。
And he has gave us a great commission.
让我们成为他的见证。
And we shall be his testimony.
在地上把他自己表明出来。
On this earth we shall reveal him.
弟兄姊妹，我们所担负的责任。
One sister, our responsibility
就是我们要做个单纯的人。
Is to be a simple person.
让主从我们生活侍奉一切事彰显出来。
And allow the Lord to be revealed through our life and our ministry and everything, so that His heart can be satisfied.
对不起，弟兄姊妹，给你过了十五分钟。
I'm sorry, I took 15 minutes of your time. Please forgive me.
I just confess that I'm a man of unclean lips.
父神，我在这里承认我的嘴唇是不洁净的。
Lord, I just confess my throat is an open grave.
我承认我的喉咙是敞开的坟墓。
I find myself so complex.
我发现我自己里面是那样的复杂。
So lack of transparency.
一点都没有你的透明。
So proud.
充满了骄傲。
Lord, I am thankful for the cross.
我感谢你的十字架。
Lord, that we can find ourselves cleansed, forgiven by your precious blood.
你的宝血能够洗净、洁净我们的一切。
Lord, this morning we just thank you that Christ is so simple.
今天早上我们感谢你，因为基督是这样的单纯。
There's no duplicity, no guile in him.
他不是双的，他在他里面是那样的。
So obedient to do the will of God.
他是那样顺服的，愿意行父神的旨意。
And his life has been made available to us.
而今天他的生命确实可以给我们的。
Lord, our prayer is this morning that you would make us a simple people.
主，我们今天向你祈求，让我们成为一个单纯的人。
A people that love one another.
让我们成为能够互相相爱的人。
That think more of the other people in the body than ourselves.
让我们能够替对方着想更多。
Lord, that we might come back to our first love and be devoted completely to Thee.
我们能够回转到我们起初的爱心，能够完全的向着你。
We thank you, Lord, that you are, and it's your will that we become a testimony of oneness.
我们感谢你，因为是你的旨意，让我们成为你合一的见证。
Take your word this morning and just seal it to our hearts.
今天早上愿你将你的话语完全印在我们的心上。
We might just find ourselves each moment of the day just sitting at your feet.
让我们每一天都能够在你的脚前。
Basking in your love.
And 充满了你的爱。
And join the fullness of Christ.
享受基督的完全。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Just a couple of announcements.
我们有一些报告。
This afternoon at 5 o'clock, the young adults will be meeting at Oliver and Mary's home.
今天下午五点钟，青年人会在 Oliver 和 Mary 弟兄。
This coming week.
弟兄家聚会。
This coming weekend, we will be meeting here 7:30 with Brother John Ingalls from Southern California.
这个要来的将要来的周末礼拜五晚上七点半我们会与从加州来的 John Ingle 弟兄一起聚会。
Brother will be fellowshipping with us Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
礼拜六下午我们还会有一次聚会在四点钟。
And love feast to follow.
And 聚完会我们一起用晚餐。
And he will conclude next Sunday morning fellowshipping with us.
And 然后礼拜天早上他会结束他给我们的交通。